Father, we thank you. Thank the Lord. Bless him for bringing us again.
Thank you.
Father, we are here. We bless you. We give you praise. We appreciate you. You are mighty God. Thank you for bringing us here today. Blessed be your name, Lord. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We just want to finish Leviathan. There are two things that we didn't put in the last time. We're not able to put in. There are two other weapons. There are two other things that we need to deal with. Dealing with what weapons do we have against the slander and false accusations of the dragon? You know, the Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
And we said that he likes to slander Christians, especially men of God. And we read Jeremiah 18:18, where he said, the pastor, okay, the law cannot be taken from the priest, the word cannot be taken from the prophet, so let us smite him with the tongue so that we will not listen to his words. So when they told lies about you, they will slander you, tell lies about you, try to put you in trouble. What do we do? The weapon against that is the winnowing fork or the fan in the hand of the Lord Jesus. Matthew 3:12. Winnowing fork, which they use when they are, you know, it's like a shovel.
Yes.
When they are trying to put to winnow wheat, when they have beaten it and they want to take out the chaff, that's it. So they use the winnowing fork or the fan. You see, it depends on Matthew 3:12. It depends on which of the Kenya you read. So you read for us, Mama, from King James. Then I will read from another place that talks about, that uses the word winnowing fork. Yes.
Which one is in his hand?
Yes.
And he will thoroughly watch his flock.
Yes.
And gather his wheat into the corner.
Yes.
But he will burn up the chaff with
unquenchable fire. Hallelujah. Now, New Living Translation says he is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat. You see, when you come to words, the chaff is the lies, the wheat is the truth. So he's ready to separate the chaff. Even here, they are not talking about chaff and wheat. Oh. I think you know.
Yes.
They're talking about human beings.
Yeah.
So he said he is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire. Amen.
Amen.
So he will bring out the truth and burn the lies, and the truth will come out. And the truth will now vindicate you. So there's no need to start. It's not like that. It's not like, how many people are you going to talk to? He's already talked to the whole world behind your back. So let us pray. So this is the prayer for, we say, Lord Jesus,
release your winnowing fork
and winnow all the lies,
all the words
with which they have slandered me.
Winnow it into your judgment fire.
And let the lies be consumed.
Let the truth remain.
For my vindication.
For the sake of your name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The last thing, number 8, is recovering what the serpent swallowed. Because the serpent is a swallower, we must recover everything that he has swallowed. So there are two scriptures for that: Job 20:15, and Jeremiah 51:44. Job 20:15.
And Jeremiah, okay, so you read Job 20:15. Yes.
He has swallowed down
riches. Yes.
And he shall commit them up again.
Yes.
What shall cast them out of his belly?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I told you that it's God that always deals with Leviathan. He is the one who owns, who actually physically will deal with him. Once you pray the correct prayer. Now let me read the second one. Jeremiah 51:44. He said, "And I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up. And nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall." So God himself is the one that will punish him and say, "Oh yeah, all you have swallowed, bring it out." He said, "I will bring it out myself." So let's pray. He said his wall shall fall, his defenses shall fall. And God will also not allow whatever we have to flow into him again. You see, he will prevent any more swallowing of that which belongs to us. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray. Father God, Dagon has swallowed so much from me and my family. He has swallowed our promises, our dreams, our aspirations, our marriage, our children, our career, our finances. He has swallowed so many things that we cannot even say. But you know them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we your children, we ask you today, punish this serpent that we have defeated, and command him to vomit all that he has swallowed from us and from our families. In the name of Jesus, O God, arise, cast all that belongs to us out of his belly, and restore them to us and our families, and never allow that affliction to rise up again in our lives. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Let's thank
praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.